Barhead Barhead native Melissa Lothols remains in the hunt for one of the elusive bobsleigh pilots and monobob positions for the upcoming Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics starting in early February. That is what Lothols told the Barhead leader on January 4, the last day of her 10-day quarantine after she and 13 other members of the Canadian bobsleigh team, including 9 athletes, tested positive for COVID-19. On December 30, the team announced that 14 members had tested positive for COVID-19 before a World Cup event in Sigulda, Latvia. As a result, Canada only iced 2 sleighs, one on the men's side and one on the women's. The men's sleigh was piloted by Justin Cripps, while the woman's by Christine De Bruin. "My quarantine is over bright and early tomorrow morning," she said, adding that she would be leaving the rest of the Canadian squad for Winterberg, Germany, for the World Cup next event. As part of the International Bobsleigh and Skeleton Federation's, IBSF, COVID safety protocol, athletes must undergo bi-weekly, lateral flow, rapid testing, once at the beginning of the race week and once right before the competition. Following the Christmas break, which the team spent in Latvia training, Lothols said everyone had to take a lateral flow test one day before their regular rapid testing day to re-enter the sliding bubble. "Once a couple of my teammates tested positive on the rapid test, the entire team underwent daily PCR testing," she said. As for what sitting out for one event will mean for Lothols's chances of securing a pilot's seat in the 2 women or monobob events in Beijing, she doesn't believe it will have a negative impact, at least for her. "For me, since the current qualification rules allow us to drop a single 2-person result and a couple of monobob results, missing one race weekend will not hinder my Olympic qualification," she stated. Upon further reflection, Lothols believes not being able to ice a complete lineup in the women's 2-person event might put Canada in a better position to qualify the maximum of 3 sleighs. "The international Olympic quotas on the women's side are a little confusing this year," she said. "The combined rank uses a pilot's 7 best women's 2-person results and the 5 best monobob results. Since the regular season hosts 8 races of each discipline at every circuit, this means that we get to drop races in our Olympic qualifying tally. Having 2 women's sleighs miss this last race weekend due to COVID is actually good news for Team Canada." She added that Canada is in good position to qualify the maximum 2 monobobs. Chris Dornan, spokesperson for Bobsleigh Canada Skeleton, said that for the 2-woman event, the top 2 ranked nations automatically get a 3rd sleigh. For the other nations, to get a 3rd slot, their 3rd ranked pilot must be in the top 2 of every other country's 3rd athlete. For the monobob, he said the process is less complicated in that the top 4 countries are able to field 2 sleds, while 12 countries ice 1 monobob. Lothols is a veteran of the Canadian bobsleigh team, having joined in the fall of 2014. For the first 4 years, she would compete as a brakeman, mostly for Canadian pilot Kaylee Humphreys, accumulating 17 World Cup medals, including 2 World Championship silver medals in the process. Lothols also competed at the 2018 PyeongChang Olympics, teaming up with fellow Alberton, Christine De Bruin, and placing 7th. After the Olympics, Lothols decided to turn her energy to competing from the front seat and learn to become a pilot. In the first 2 events of the season in Innsbruck, Austria, Lothols finished in 5th and 11th in the monobob and 9th and 11th position in the 2-women event with 2 different brakemen, Sarah Villani and Erica Voss. In week 3, in Altenburg, Austria, Lothols finished in 18th place in the monobob after crashing in her second run and finishing 11th in the 2-women event, where she was teamed once again with Villani. The next week, in Winterberg, Germany, Lothols finished 6th in the monobob and 11th in the 2-person event, paired with Villani. The team found themselves back in Altenburg for week 5 where Lothols finished 9th in the monobob and 7th in the 2-person event, with Villani. Week 6 would have been the Sigulda, Latvia event. On week 7, the circuit returned to Winterberg where Lothols finished 6th in the monobob, behind top Canadian Cynthia Appiah. In the 2-woman event, she finished 18th, being paired with her most frequent brakeman, Villani. The World Cup season wraps up in St. Moritz, Switzerland, host of next year's World Championships. After the conclusion of those events, on January 16, Lothols said that the Olympic quotas will be known. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.